Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled The Impact of St. Augustine.
Gospel is from Matthew with the wise virgins. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." And while he went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked, and afterwards the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." And so the Gospel of the Lord. My memories of St. Augustine stem from two experiences when I was young. In college, while working in a summer job, I read the Confessions of St. Augustine. I was a bit disappointed when he went on and on about an episode with other teenagers where they stole some pears and in typical teenage fashion wasted the results. He used this experience to trace the presence of evil in our lives. In my judgment, it seemed too trivial an event to make his point. The other far stronger memory comes from the Rule of St. Augustine, which was read to us in Latin during the noon meal every Friday in the novitiate and the studium for years. Here it was the rhythm of the Latin that fixed itself in my memory. Ante omnia fratres carissimi, delegatur Deus deinde invicem. Above all else, my dear brothers, you must love God and then one another. And so on. As orders were founded at the time of St. Dominic, it was necessary to choose an existing rule for Dominican vision of an order of preachers that was rooted in study, prayer, and itinerant preaching. This worked. Only recently did I learn that the rule found its final form some years after Augustine died. Early in my life in the order, we didn't spend much time with St. Augustine. We were all very anxious to study the works of Thomas Aquinas. As I look at a more up-to-date version of St. Augustine's life, I find he can be a very valuable resource for the spiritual journey in our time. A closer study reveals him as a most remarkable human being living in a most challenging time. He is not your easy, predictable saint, but a complex, brilliant personality who is more than a match for the theological and moral issues of his times, and really helpful to ours. His conversion is not an easy adjustment, as he practiced the sexual customs of his time with a son out of wedlock and then a second affair as he was making his way toward conversion to the church. I'm surprised how quickly he moved from being an outsider to leadership in the Catholic community. Coming out of a heretical background, he knew well the arguments of the Manichees. Augustine becomes the doctor of the West. The Catholic Encyclopedia suggests that Augustine's great contribution lies in his opening out of a morality of self-interest to a concern that would benefit all. Since God has first loved us, we expand our awareness to reflect this vision of God in our own lives. Our self-love is now grounded in the love of God. One can only wonder how this can expand one's self-awareness and effectiveness in identifying and serving one's brothers and sisters. I'm fascinated by the possibility of being grounded in the love of God. My world can be expanded in a wonderful way, and my fears and dullness simply set aside by the discovery of the wonder and energy, the very beauty of God. The thing that I want to take away from St. Augustine is the courage to ask some of the right questions for our own time and to replace any fearful and uncertain attitudes with what I would call a vision of the heart. We Dominicans would use the rule of St. Augustine as a kind of springboard into a more complete religious life. It doesn't give the answers, but it positions us to ask some of the right questions and to do so in an atmosphere which respects and identifies the very life of God in the wonder and beauty of our brothers and sisters throughout the world. In this time, when the pandemic threatens us throughout the world, we could well use a living and loving concern for the life and presence of God in all our brothers and sisters everywhere. Some of Augustine's attitudes would have us rise up with a living concern for the health and welfare of our brothers and sisters all over the world. If we trace the imprint of God in the depths of our soul, we will surely find a holy energy or grace, if you will, that would have us search well beyond the name and blame level of our politics and religious controversies in the politics as usual of our time. Augustine penetrated the religious cultures of his day and discovered a wonderfully full notion of the divine with this created a life of service, praise, and theological discipline which shaped the scholarship of the church for 1,000 years and beyond. Even in our time, we can admire the depth and brilliance of his thought and holiness. Just now, we need such a complete and joyful exploration of the wonders of God in this our time and a response to the really tragic needs that beset us. Augustine inspires us to approach our God in such a complete manner and to love and serve our brothers and sisters with joyful and loving attentiveness and energy. In our time, I find Pope Francis such a complete example of all of this, and his awareness of the mystery of God and his joyful response to serve and love God in all peoples and with all peoples. This is a time for all of us to rise up to such a complete and loving expression of our following of Jesus. So prepare well. Be ready. Enter the wedding feast that is before you with our brothers and sisters of every time and place. May God bless you in your journey.